Welcome to Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast. Today we're tackling the weight of shame. We're breaking free from the inner judge. My name is Tidi. I am your host. Episode 3 is where we go deeper into the inner battlefield. If episode 1 brought back your name and episode 2 stripped away the mask, the false mask, this episode confronts the silent poison of shame. The inner voice that says, you are less, you are dirty, you don't deserve to thrive. This episode is emotional and liberating. This episode gives men the language and tools to stop letting shame define them. And it is an essential step towards actively claiming dignity. Shame is heavy. It whispers in the dark, you are not enough, you are dirty, you are the virus. Oh, I know that voice all too well. Maybe you too know it. But let me tell you, shame is not the truth. It is the judge in your head that was never meant to hold power. Today, we face him directly. We break free from the inner judge. Shame is not equal guilt. Remember, guilt says, I did something wrong, but shame says, I am wrong. Living with HIV often wraps men up in shame about diagnosis, about sexuality, about masculinity, and about failure. But naming shame weakens it, and silence strengthens it. You cannot fight what you cannot name. Today, we name shame. Where shame comes from? Shame comes from society, from the stigma in society. Shame comes from cultural expectations of clean versus unclean. Shame comes from masculinity scripts that punish vulnerability. Shame comes from personal mistakes and regrets. Shame is internalized oppression, where you self-oppress, turning society's lie into your own self-talk and negative self-talk, I may add. Shame is not your voice. It is the echo of a lie you were taught to believe. And it's costly. Its effects, isolation, secrecy, risky coping in the form of alcohol abuse and reckless choices. Shame blocks thriving because it whispers, you don't deserve it. Men who live under shame shrink into survival, never sovereignty. Real talk. Shame kills before the virus does. And shame is the heaviest chain a man can wear. And too many of us are carrying it, unfortunately. But we can break free from it. The three practices that we need for dismantling shame. One, speak it. Share your story with a trusted brother or a circle. Two, reframe it. I am not dirty, I am living. I am not cursed, I am chosen. And three, replace it. Build rituals of dignity, self-care, prayer, affirmations, grounding practices. These three things will liberate you. Here's a reminder. Breaking shame is not one time, it is a daily unlearning. Each time you speak, shame loses power. Each time you stand tall, the inner judge grows smaller. He shrinks. As we close, brothers, shame is not your master. You are not dirty. You are not less. You are not a mistake. You are sovereign, you are whole, and you are complex. And hold that complexity by refusing to be defined by one and only one thing. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.